Hester's dilemma was this. There were methods for dealing with selfish and resistant children, and enacting such a regime might keep Adeline out of an institution in later life. Yet that strict routine would be the worst possible treatment for the girl seen through gaps in the mist. "I cannot at present countenance her being lost," Hester said. "Who knows what she might become?" They sat in silence, gazing at the leafy geometry opposite and contemplating the problem Hester had set out, while, unbeknownst to them, the problem itself, well concealed by topiary, stared back at them through the gaps in the branches. Finally, the doctor spoke. "There is no medical condition I know of that would cause mental effects of quite the kind you describe. However, that may be my own ignorance." He waited for her to protest. She didn't. "It would be sensible of me to give the child a thorough examination in order to establish her overall state of health, both mental and physical, as a first step."
"That is just what I was thinking," Hester replied. "Now," she rummaged in her pocket, "here are my notes. You will find descriptions of each instance I have witnessed, together with some preliminary analysis. Perhaps after the medical, you might stay for half an hour to give me your first thoughts? We can decide on the appropriate next step then."
He looked at her in some amazement. She had stepped out of her role as governess, was behaving as though she were some fellow expert. Hester had caught herself out. She hesitated. Could she backtrack? Was it too late? She made her resolution. In for a penny, in for a pound.
"It's not a dodecahedron," she told him slyly. "It's a tetrahedron."
The doctor rose from the bench, stepped toward the topiary shape. 1, 2, 3, 4, his lips moved as he counted. My heart stopped. Was he going to walk around the tree, making his tally of planes and corners? Was he going to trip over me? But he reached 6 and stopped. He knew she was right.
"The medical," Hester began.
"Wednesday afternoon, perhaps," proposed the doctor.
"Wednesday afternoon."
They walked back toward the house, and at the turn in the path, the doctor took his leave. Behind the yew, the little spy bit her nails and wondered.